Welcome to the bookstore.
It's like a book club, but we actually read the books.
I'm Becca.
And I'm not Corinne.
And today we are at the Detroit Festival of Books. It is an annual event. The Book Fest is dedicated to promoting the joy of reading and the rich culture surrounding it. Shed 5, and we've got 27th Letter Books. They have their little stall. They actually have pretty much all brand new books, lots of new hardcovers. And then there's also a guy playing on his Pots and Pans, and a guy dancing with a hat to Phil Collins. I'm at a booth for Grosse Pointe Park Books, I think, or maybe it's just in Grosse Pointe Park. And there's this, like, children's series called Jerry Todd and the Waltzing Hen. I've never heard of it before, and I'm kind of interested. But even more interesting is a Savoy cocktail book. This place, I guess it's called Shaw's Books, the one in Grosse Pointe Park. It's got this whole booklet of vintage pinup art. Oh my gosh, it's so cool. Everyone could be a tattoo. And also that Savoy's cocktail book must have been like a very old print because it was $75. And although I want it, I don't want it that much. I am at Bibliomaniac Bookstall, and I found a New York Review of Books Classics. It is The Big Clock by Kenneth Fearing, which I've never heard of before, but I very much trust New York Review of Books, so I think I might get it. At a stall for handmade journals, like hand-bound, and they even have like teeny tiny little ones, like smaller than my palm. They're so cute. I'm at a stall for, let me see, Common Books, and they've got a ton of little, like, mass market size books in all very, like, 60s covers, and I found there's, like, Doris Lessing apparently wrote a book called Particularly Cats, all about her cats, and I don't know, I gotta pick out a good one because there is some really, really nice, very 60s, 70s-esque covers with some of these books.
As a bigger person, the crowds are a little bit rough. I feel like I'm just taking up room, not knowing what books are. But Becca's like weaving in and out of the crowds like it's no big deal. I'm just hanging out with the bubble people.
Arts and scraps. There's so many more people here than when I remembered we went a few years ago. I think there was a couple times that it was canceled for COVID, so I think people just probably want to get back into it. There's also some art things too, with some little creepy paintings, Halloween like horror theme stuff. It's kind of cute. Pins, little kids books, board books that are really adorable about a bunny. There is some vintage sheet music. There is a comic book stall, but I didn't stop at it because I just don't really want any new, brand new comics. This isn't where I would buy it from, I guess. This next stall has a lot of good stuff. I picked up Cormac McCarthy, Blood Meridian, and then Jessica Midford. I think this is one of her memoirs. I have, I think, her book about death or the American way of death, but I've heard her memoirs are really good too, and it's New York Review of Books, so of course I trust it. There's a weird amount of like authors selling their own books that are about cops or like cop scandals or like, you know, cop conspiracies. I don't know, it's kind of odd. I'm at Next Chapter Books, theirs, and they got some good stuff too. Braiding Sweetgrass, Trick Mirror, Gia Tolentino. I think these are all brand new though. I don't see that they have many used books. And when I'm at a book festival, what I am looking for is used. Got another stall with some music biographies, like Marianne Faithfull, which I really don't know anything about her. I read the back of it, and to be honest, I didn't even know she was, like, in a relationship with Mick Jagger. But I also don't know anything about Mick Jagger, so I guess that makes sense. Got a complete works and selected letters of Rimbo. Now I'm, like, self-conscious, and I don't know if I'm pronouncing it correctly. But I feel like, I mean, I know Patti Smith obviously loves Rimbo, but I feel like I read somebody else recently who was very inspired. Oh, Kathy Acker, I think. I think I just feel like a lot of these sort of, a lot of artists that I like are inspired by him, and I have no idea even what his writing is like. We've got some old Life magazines, Post. Man, I guess I didn't realize these old magazines were so freaking huge. I'm not the only one here with a New Yorker tote bag, which is obviously not surprising, but also kind of funny. And they've got a stall with some records and, like, vintage-designed concert posters. Like, not really actually vintage, but somebody else designed them to look vintage. Gary Grimshaw Designs, it looks like. But we've got some, let's see, what are some of these? The Holies? I don't recognize that. Oh, MC5. That's really cool. MC5 again. I mean, MC5 is from Detroit, so that makes sense. What I would like is Janis Joplin, MC5, because she did play a show with them, and that would be what I would really like to see. A poster from that. And to cap off our day, we went to this little, they had this, there's this little bakery stall, and she has all of these cookies with decorations like books, and she has one in the shape of like a bookmark with read or, you know, I love books on it. And the cool part is you think that they're just regular sugar cookies, because that's what people usually do, but they're not. They're like birthday cake cookie and raspberry white chocolate chip. So very excited to try those. And so that's our day at the Detroit Book Festival. Excited, glad that I got to come, and happy that it was so well attended too. I guess we will talk to you next week. Bye.
Bye.